From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Congress is being asked to approve another $83 billion in emergency funding for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Part of that money is also for counterinsurgency training in Pakistan. The Obama administration vows it's the last time it'll seek such funding outside the regular budget process. Making the case for that money today on Capitol Hill was the head of U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus. NPR's David Welnup has the story.
To say General Petraeus got a hero's welcome when he sat down before a House Appropriations Subcommittee today could be an understatement. Here's Tennessee Republican Zach Wamp.
We're honored. You're one of America's greatest living citizens, and we're so grateful for your service, the premier soldier of our generation.
Overshadowing Petraeus' appearance were reports that at least 130 people have been killed by bomb blasts in Iraq over the past 2 days. The four-star general told the panel there has been progress in Iraq, but warned it's still fragile and reversible.
Although al-Qaeda and other extremist elements in Iraq have been reduced significantly, they do pose a continued threat, security and stability. And again, we have seen that recently.
Petraeus said it appears some of the latest attacks were carried out by al-Qaeda operatives who recently sneaked into Iraq from Tunisia. But while American forces are leaving Iraq, another 22,000 are being deployed to Afghanistan. Petraeus told the panel Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan contain what he called the most pressing transnational extremist threat in the world.
There will be nothing easy about the way ahead in Afghanistan or Pakistan or in many of the other tasks in the Central Command area. Much hard work lies before us, but it is clear that achieving the objectives of these missions is vital.
Nearly $1 billion of the funding being sought would be for 45 military construction projects, all but one of them in Afghanistan. The panel's Democratic chairman, Chet Edwards, pressed Petraeus on why two bases being built there are being characterized as enduring.
Could you explain whether the term enduring means is physically the construction of the bases will be such that they might last for decades, whether we're there or not, or does enduring mean you would expect a permanent U.S. presence in Afghanistan?
It would be the former, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Again, the fact that concrete might endure a lot of C-17 landings and hopefully endure beyond our departure, in fact, does not reflect any kind of commitment to an enduring basis or enduring presence.
But Petraeus also acknowledged that the U.S. faces a daunting challenge in Afghanistan.
Clearly, the security situation has deteriorated in Afghanistan over the course of the last 2 years, particularly in certain areas of the Pashtun insurgency, the Pashtun belt in eastern and especially southern Afghanistan.
And while Pakistan considers India its biggest military threat, Petraeus challenged that view.
The most important, most pressing threat to the very existence of their country is the threat posed by the internal extremists and groups such as the Taliban.
Still, Petraeus said the Pakistan military not only needs U.S. support, but it's also earned it. But at a hearing yesterday on non-military funding for Pakistan, House Appropriations Chairman David Obie was deeply skeptical.
I have absolutely no confidence in the ability of the existing Pakistani government to do one blessed thing.
Making the case at that hearing for funding was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She applauded the high priority President Obama's given Afghanistan.
But progress in Afghanistan, we believe, depends on progress in Pakistan.
Still, neither Clinton nor Petraeus suggested sending U.S. ground forces to Pakistan. David Welnup, NPR News, the Capitol.